dragged her to the side of the boiling cauldron, collected all his failing energies, and sprang in with her. In a moment both had disappeared, and were adding their oil to that of the committee of citizens who had called the day before with an invitation to the public meeting. Convinced that these unhappy events closed to me every avenue to an honourable career in that town, I removed to the famous city of Otumwi, where these memoirs are written, with a heart full of remorse for a heedless act entailing so dismal a commercial disaster. An imperfect conflagration. Early one June morning in 1872, I murdered my father, an act which made a deep impression on me at the time. This was before my marriage, while I was living with my parents in Wisconsin. My father and I were in the library of our home, dividing the proceeds of a burglary which we had committed that night. These consisted of household goods mostly, and the task of equitable division was difficult. We got on very well with the napkins, towels, and such things, and the silverware was parted pretty nearly equally. But you can see for yourself that when you try to divide a single music box by two without a remainder, you will have trouble. It was that music box which brought disaster and disgrace upon our family. If we had left it, my poor father might now be alive. It was a most exquisite and beautiful piece of workmanship. Inlaid with costly woods and carven very curiously, it would not only play a great variety of tunes, but would whistle like a quail, bark like a dog, crow every morning at daylight, whether it was wound up or not, and break the Ten Commandments. It was this last-mentioned accomplishment that won my father's heart, and caused him to commit the only dishonourable act of his life, though possibly he would have committed more if he had been spared. He tried to conceal that music-box from me, and declared upon his honour that he had not taken it, though I know very well that, so far as he was concerned, the burglary had been undertaken chiefly for the purpose of obtaining it. My father had the music-box hidden under his cloak. We had worn cloaks by way of disguise. He had solemnly assured me that he did not take it. I knew that he did, and knew something of which he was evidently ignorant, namely, that the box would crow at daylight and betray him if I could prolong the division of profits till that time. All occurred as I wished. As the gaslight began to pale,